Today, the Bush administration made its first detailed offer to North Korea aimed at resolving the standoff over nuclear weapons. U.S. negotiators presented the proposal today at a meeting of six nations in Beijing. The participants are the U.S., Japan, China, Russia, South Korea, and, of course, North Korea. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
U.S. negotiators made the proposal under growing pressure from North Korea's neighbors to do something to break the impasse in the talks. Two previous rounds of discussions involving the six parties failed to make evident progress towards resolving the nuclear issue on the Korean Peninsula. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says the process outlined in the U.S. proposal would start with a North Korean commitment to dismantle its nuclear weapons programs.
Parties would agree to a detailed implementation plan that would require the supervised disabling, dismantlement, and elimination of all nuclear-related facilities and materials, the removal of all nuclear weapons and weapons components, centrifuge and other parts, fissile material, and fuel rods, and a long-term monitoring program.
In exchange, the U.S. and its partners would take steps to ease North Korea's political and economic isolation. But the steps would be conditioned upon North Korea living up to its commitments within a period of a few months. A senior administration official who would not speak for attribution says the steps could include non-nuclear energy aid, a guarantee that the U.S. would not attack North Korea, and an explanation of how North Korea could get off the U.S. list of states that sponsor terrorism. Sean McCormick, spokesman for the National Security Council, says the proposal goes beyond the 1994 nuclear freeze, known as the Agreed Framework, which the U.S. negotiated with North Korea and Pyongyang subsequently violated.
Our approach is not an open-ended freeze, but rapid dismantlement in verifiable stages. The Agreed Framework was a bilateral U.S.-North Korea agreement. This new approach will involve North Korean commitments to its neighbors and therefore more serious economic and political consequences if it is violated.
Robert Gallucci, dean of the Georgetown University School of Foreign Service, negotiated the 1994 agreement. A critic of the Bush administration's previous reluctance to negotiate with North Korea, Gallucci welcomes the new proposal.
Everybody wonders whether the North Koreans are going to wait out the American political process and see if they couldn't get to deal with a President Kerry instead of a President Bush. That's a question, but certainly this initiative and this round of talks is a real change. It's extremely important.
A senior administration official says the U.S. has no idea how North Korea might respond to the offer, but an agreement, the official said, is unlikely in the next few days of talks. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.